Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 15th through the 28th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1-3 and 7-day passes. Watch the Chase for the Cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.
Right. What's your favorite alcoholic beverage?
If you love being in a girl group, this is totally for you.
Some people call us overwhelming.
Yeah. Love it or leave it, we don't care. No, but we want you here.
Welcome to you. Can Sip With Us. I'm Colleen.
I'm Ashley.
I was telling Ash right before we recorded, for several reasons, I sort of have an adrenaline rush at the moment.
Yeah, nature's buzz. Just your brain's buzzing.
Buzzing, and there's been lots going on today, and it's that feeling where you're just really going, and you're feeling strong and on, and I could run through a brick wall.
Yeah, you're in flow state right now.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So that's a good place to be.
I was talking a whole lot about me before we hit record.
Oh, yeah.
And I didn't ask about you. Could you also run through a brick wall right now? Or what's your vibe?
I am a little worse for the wear today.
Okay.
I went over to, did I tell you? Yeah. So I had that lunch. Yes. Yeah. I had a friend's birthday it's actually her birthday today, but we were doing lunch yesterday. And so she has like a friend in town. Anyway, so we went over there and I got there at like 1:35 maybe.
Yeah.
And then I was supposed to go out for happy hour with another friend.
Yeah.
And then we were having fun. So we had our lunch and then we went to the pool and we were splashing around and hanging out.
Yeah.
And then we were having fun. And so we just invited the friends that I was going to go out to happy hour with over to her house.
Yeah.
And then we ordered dinner.
Were they also friends?
They have met. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. It was either friend. I mean, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
And your friend who you're supposed to go to happy hour with was totally fine with that.
And she said, yeah, if you're having fun, like we can do another day. And I said, well, would you just want to come here? And then we can go out after if we want, you know? And she said, oh my God, I'll totally come there. So then she came over. So then there was four of us in the pool.
Yeah.
And I didn't leave her house till 10 o'clock last night, you know?
Uh-oh.
So it was eight hours?
Yeah.
Wow. I put in a full day's work over there.
Wow.
In the pool.
Wow.
And we had several celebratory beverages.
Mm-hmm. As you should do. When it's someone's birthday.
It's someone's birthday and it's a pool party. And so I don't feel hungover today. I feel slower than my normal uptick, you know?
Yeah.
I feel a little just like chill.
Yeah.
So I'm not necessarily running through the brick wall, but if you could push me through it, you've got enough energy for both of us.
That if anybody is listening who's also just not in the run through brick wall energy, I can carry a lot of people today.
You've got
come on, I'll carry you over my back.
Yeah. I'll just put you. Yeah. You don't even need to push me in a chair. You're going to just carry me.
I'll carry you all across the day.
I love this.
We'll get you through it.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. You know, every time you talk about these days.
Yeah.
These friends you're meeting up with and having the best time with.
I know. Yeah.
Do you know where I'm going with this?
It's one of two places.
Yeah, there's always one of two places.
Okay, wait. Tell me if I'm right. One of two is, I think where you're going is like, I want to be there.
That's not where I was going, but that is the other town that my brain goes to is FOMO land.
Okay. Well, then the other one that I was going to say is like that it's unbelievable that I have all these friends now when I like how bad December was, you know?
That's the other town I go to.
Okay, and but I those were not the two towns? You no, had a separate
no,
town.
No, that was the town that I was going oh,
okay.
to.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
Was, I don't want to say I feel punked. Because I know yeah. you weren't lying.
I was down bad, crying at but, the everywhere. But, yeah.
But what?
How did this happen? I know. I know. It feels very bizarre because I do feel like I have a lot of friends now. And maybe I just needed time. Maybe, you know, I do think part of the perfect storm was all of those things happened yeah. at the same time. But yeah. then it was also holidays. So everyone was busy. I was, and I remember saying it here or on Patreon that I was really lonely. Mm. And that comes up a lot for people in the holidays. I feel mm-hmm. like there's like, you see all these people having joy and merriment and you're lonely. It kind of mm-hmm. just shows you, I don't know, right? But I also put it on, when I did the 12 magical nights, one of the wishes was to make local friends that like good enough friends that I could like call them up just on a random day and hang out or two and two, I guess both, and like a family that we could travel with, you know, like that yeah. we could go on vacations and stuff with. And so even, and that wasn't the wish that I was responsible for creating, but even writing down those wishes, I started thinking about like, what am I going to be left with? And if I'm left with this, what will I have to do? Right. And so I was thinking through like, if I'm responsible for making these kinds of friends and not the universe, what am I going to do? What steps do I take? And so I just started like getting people's number, engaging with them, planning things, host, you know, I hosted yeah. that Galentine's thing. I started just like saying yes to every invitation and putting myself out there and making myself uncomfortable yeah. and like, saying, do you want to hang out? And that feels very vulnerable to me because I don't like being rejected.
Yeah.
So, and I would float these like ideas like, hey, would you ever want to do this? But I would never be like, hey, I'm doing this on this day. Can you come? Or would you want to go or whatever?
Pursue, yeah.
I just would like float these ideas because, and then I would never follow up on them.
Right.
Because I felt like if they said, no, we can't, I would probably, and I've done some like analyzing on my brain about this. I didn't recognize that this was a pattern that I had, but I was like, why don't you follow up on mm. these things? You know? And I think I realized when I give them a solid, like, this is what I want to do. And if they can't, for whatever reason, because it's a legitimate thing, and it maybe it's not that they don't like me or don't want to go, but it's another thing that's legitimate. My brain feels rejected. It feels mm. like they don't want to be with me. And so then I wouldn't put myself out there. And I just stopped doing all of that. Mm-hmm. And so it is kind of crazy to think that I have friends now.
It makes me genuinely so happy. Because, yeah. you know, when you love people, all you want for them is that they're happy, I think. You say the best.
Right.
But what is the best? And I think what's like the foundation of life is just what else is, I don't know. There's more than happiness and it doesn't have to just yeah. be happy, but you yeah. want happy for yeah. them. And it's, you're not yeah. supposed to be happy all the time. You're supposed to have the lulls so that there's a coming back up and there's supposed to be all the other things that
yeah.
you want to feel everything and experience everything. But when you love someone, you just want happy. So it makes me happy that you're happy and out yeah. having fun because I love you. And and then this other thing that's interesting about all of this is when I met you, you did follow up and you did like, you're like, let's be friends. And you yeah. did follow up and you'd be with like, you. I'm coming yes. to pick you up
yeah.
in my car and we're going to go do this thing.
Do whatever we're doing. You know? Yeah. Right.
And then that's the way I see you is so somewhere along the line, who knows when it happened or why? And maybe it was events just very specific to the new neighborhood or something where that just there was something shaky that happened. And I'm glad this isn't like the way I see it is a return to yourself versus like some new thing. It's just like a return.
I feel like some of it is just growing older.
Yeah.
Too. Like I think it's really hard. Well, I did a whole podcast over on InSource about yeah. like, what if it's not hard? Because what I was about to say is I think it's hard to make friends as an adult. And I have said those words several times, but when I say them, I'm like, what if it isn't? And that's right. sort of how I started asking myself, like if it's, because I think about our friend Jenna and they move all of the time, like every couple of years and everywhere they go, they create this massive community and people love them. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, how do you do this? It feels like a skill. And so I kind of talked to her about it. And she said, yeah, like I literally just asked for numbers, or I asked if they want to hang out, or I invite them over or whatever. Mm-hmm. She's like, you just do it. And so I feel like as an adult, in college, I do think, and it's very clear now after being friends with you for 20 years, that I can still picture you sitting at that table in Starbucks. And it was not like me. I was probably more outgoing then in that making friend space, but it is not like me to stop.
Mm-hmm. And the day.
Right. It's not like we were sitting next to each other in class. It was like, yeah. I had to stop. And your head was in a book. Like I could mm-hmm. have just walked by, but I felt such a pull to talk to you. And it makes sense to me. I mean, it's crystal yeah. clear now why, right? Yeah. But that was not my normal. But I also do think in college, everybody's kind of meeting everybody.
More social.
So you're like more open.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
then we get,
true.
You know, we grow up and we have the, and I work from home and like, I just never had to really make friends as an adult because I've always had friends. And even when we moved to Arizona, I didn't have like local friends really, but I had a huge community that I saw monthly because I was traveling with Beachbody so often, you know? And then I'd come to Oregon like several times a year, see you, you'd come down, you know, like I got my friend bucket full and mm-hmm. So this was really the first time that I had to like make friends as an adult. And I feel like it seems like people as adults have their friend groups. So it was scarier for me to like be like, hey, is there room for me? You know?
Yeah.
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 But yeah, I think I've, yeah, just I worked at it, honestly, is what it is. And I don't know if I have like, I don't know if we yet have a family, like a family that we'll travel with, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Because the key with that is the husbands have to like each other.
Yeah.
The wives have to like each other.
And the,
and
kids,
the kids have to do well
they
together.
They have to be able to vibe.
Yes.
And I think some of that is just age.
Age. Yes.
Which I don't know how age is. I don't know what it's like as kids get older. Maybe it's because like there's a big difference between 3 and 5. There's a
huge, right? Yes.
But like, what is it between like 10 and 13, right?
Yeah.
Like, is,
right.
It,
yeah.
is there more of a range possibility as kids get older?
Yes. Right. Yeah. Probably. And we do have a family that I like her. John likes him. The kids get along well, but they have another family that they travel with. So we're like, we're not the traveling team.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, it's just A work in progress, work of art, work of something.
All of it.
You know, all of the work.
Art,
it could be a connections term. Blank work.
Art in progress.
Art in progress, yeah.
Ding, ding, mm-hmm. ding,
oh,
ding,
God.
Ding. Oh, no. Oh, here no. we go.
Oh, no. Here we go. Full throttle. Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
You know.
You got
it. You know
it.
What you need for, well, I feel bad now because I just said that I was hungover.
You said you were tired. Not,
well,
you made a big error yesterday. What should you have had?
I made a big error
yesterday.
I should have had a Z-Biotics.
There you
because
go.
Because nothing is created like Z-Biotics. It is the first of its kind. It's a probiotic that was invented by PhD scientists to tackle rough mornings after drinking. Here's how it works. When you drink, alcohol gets converted into a toxic byproduct in the gut. And it's this product, not dehydration, that's to blame for your rough next day. Pre-alcohol produces an enzyme to break this byproduct down. This is a proactive solution that wards off feeling miserable the next day instead of a reactive approach like drinking electrolytes or eating greasy food. So it is a pre-alcohol probiotic from the brand Z-Biotics. I'm actually out of them, which is why I made this error. I need to order another box. Because, and also when I get them, I share them with everybody because sharing is caring.
And people want them. They see the bottles and like, it's so well made. People are like, can I have one of those?
Yes.
Like, what is that? And then when you start telling them about it, they're like, I need one. You're like, okay.
Okay. Yeah. They're cute.
It's true.
They're cute little things and they're effective.
Vacations, weddings, birthdays, reunions. Oh my, there's so much going on. Get the most out of your spring plans by stocking up on pre-alcohol now. Enhance your mornings with Z-Biotic. Go to zbiotics.com/sip to get 15% off your first order when you use SIP at checkout. Zbiotics is backed with 100% money back guarantee. So if you're unsatisfied for any reason, they'll refund your money. No questions asked. Remember to head to zbiotics.com/sip and use the code SIP at checkout for 15% off. Thank you, ZBiotics, for sponsoring this episode and our good times.
I literally just pulled up the website so that I can order some because I don't want to forget. Oh, we have a little personalized page. They got a picture of us on this website.
They do.
When you go, yeah. Our little, podcast graphic.
That's so nice.
I know. Isn't that nice?
I need to re-up mine too. So we were talking about the making friends thing.
Yeah.
I saw this. I love Twitter. Every once in a while, I have the weirdest algorithms. It's like absolute like conspiracy theory, wackadoodle stuff that it tries to get me sucked into, which is always like just this is what makes Twitter feel alive. And then it'll be just like a random like intense news thing. And then it'll be Taylor. And then it'll be I get served up a lot of like how do you become a magnetic person? And then like it'll be like the little thread emoji. So I clicked on something along those lines yesterday of like, how do you make everybody love you or whatever? And, you know, I just love, I just love reading things on Twitter. And so anyway.
I know Twitter for you is TikTok for me, right? It's like our go-to.
It's random and fun. Yeah, and so I click on this, how do I make everybody like me thread? And I just read the thing. And there were a couple things that I thought were so interesting because I'm like, yeah, you know, usually when I like people, when I like other people, they're doing these things.
Yeah.
So one of them was the way you walk into a room. So with presence and confidence, and if you're greeting everybody, like, can't you just tell when someone comes in and they have just like that vibe?
Yeah.
Right? Where they're not coming in and just talking to one person. They're coming in, they're working it. They're like.
Absolutely.
Yes. Yes. So that's one is the way they enter a room. Two was making short talk. And so people who are really likable offer up all kinds of random things like, I took my dog to the vet yesterday, whatever, right? Like someone who's just sort of chatty and sort of volunteering information, but not oversharing anything that's too personal, but just making it easy for you to find inroads to talk and chatter, not one-upping. Right. Yeah. So not if you're if someone else is talking, listening there, that person's listening intently, but they're not like, oh, I went to that winery, but I flew there on a plane.
Right. Instead. Yeah. Or like if you took the dog to the vet, it's like, how old's your dog? Oh, yeah, we have a dog like that, too. Or, you know, we have. Yeah, we've got a couple of dogs. We're in the vet all the time.
Yeah.
Oh, what happened? Oh, yeah, I know. We had a vet bill that was way more than that. Yeah. Or whatever. Right.
Yeah. Like your dog had an ingrown toenail while mine had a heart attack yesterday.
Exactly.
Right.
It's gross. I would be seeing my way out of that conversation immediately.
I forget a lot of the other things, but the other part that jumped out to me about people who are really likable are people who say your name every so often. People who use names.
I am horrible at that, but I need to be better because I love it. Absolutely true that I feel like if someone's using my name, I feel like they care about me or something. There's got to be a psychological thing.
Oh, I remember two more things.
Oh, good.
Someone who remembers little things about you. And that to me is love. If someone remembers little things about you that you've said, like the other day I was at a table with a big group of friends and this person was sitting across the table and we were talking about there was truffle fries on the menu. And that person across the table said, Colleen hates truffle oil. And she said it loud enough so I could hear in a good way, you know, and I loved it. And I was like, oh, she remembered. I was like, I don't even remember telling her that. Right.
Did she listen to the podcast?
She has, but not like super consistent, I don't think.
Well, because you said it on the podcast, but like several years ago.
Yeah, but I just love that. Yeah. When someone remembers little things about you or they remember your coffee order, like I think love, if I were to write a poem, one of the lines would be love is remembering the little things, right?
Yeah.
And gosh, what was the other one? Eye contact. Someone who makes eye contact, they don't shy away from looking at you when you're talking and their gaze is there. I'm trying to do it intentionally with you right now.
I actually, because I don't know. Yeah, because it just makes them, makes you feel valued if you're looking at them.
Yes.
And it, on the opposite of that, there is someone that I was, it was part of the friend group that I wanted to be in when we moved to this neighborhood. And I remember very distinctly this conversation I had with one of them. And the whole time we're talking, she's darting her eyes all around the room. And I remember thinking like, she's not, you do not want to be talking to me right now. Right? Like that, whether or not that was her intention and whether or not that was true, it was how it made me feel when her eyes are not focused on me in the middle of a conversation. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, direct eye contact, I think, for sure. Things I've never thought about, but when you say them, I'm like, oh yeah, that does hit.
Yeah, they're like the tactical, strategic things to be aware of with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And whether that's making friends, being likable, or in work or whatever, going to a conference, going to anything, really.
Yeah,
it's just like how, being thoughtful about the way you're carrying yourself.
Yeah. Okay. How many cool tips stuff. Were there?
Like a I don't bunch? Remember. Oh yeah. This Twitter's full of this kind of stuff.
No, but you said you clicked on the article and like went, right?
No, it was a Twitter thread. So it was like,
oh, so it was comments.
It was like this person doing 20 tweets in like a thread.
Okay. All right. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. And I get served up that kind of stuff all the time.
That is good stuff. I don't get served up that stuff. I like
Twitter's a wild place, ma'am.
Yeah.
Wild,
wild, wild west. Okay. You know what else is wild?
What?
A game. What should we play? So we have a couple of games that we wanted to do. I thought we were doing an ad. I was like, oh, I know. That seemed like a transition. Yeah.
But I'm like, well, I guess we're 20 minutes in.
Ashley's moving us along. I'm
it's
never
my job.
Oh, yeah, that's usually you with the crane or whatever the hook. So we have a couple of games.
I like this.
Yeah, do you like being manhandled? Yeah.
Just, I'm going to go in the passenger seat. You drive the car. Tossing the keys.
Well, that's great because that's not, I'm usually the one in the passenger seat.
Yeah.
Usually you're driving.
For a ride.
All right. So, but it's choose your own adventure. We've got three things that we can do. Kay. We've got would you rathers.
Okay.
Which I think is always just fun banter.
Yes.
Then we've got family feud, fast money or whatever. And then third, we have the summer draft, which you and I have talked about. Neither of us have thought about summer draft. So it'd be off the cuff. It'd be like, you know, we're flying.
Why don't we warm up with some would you rathers?
Okay. I also want to say, if we redid the Tortured Poets Department draft,
yeah,
my list would be probably totally different.
Really?
Yes.
Do we know?
I would not take down Bad First. Is that insane? Because I was like, that's the one song I can't get rid of. I have to have that song. And there's so many other sneakers. They're sneaking up on me.
What would you pick first now?
I actually think But Daddy, I Love Him.
Oh, that's a great one. Yeah.
I love how smart it is written. Mm-hmm. I just think it is fascinating how it's innuendo the whole time, but it is so cool. And then, have we talked about this? I talked about it on my stories. So in the beginning, I think she's talking about potentially Maddie Healy, right? In the first two choruses.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone's all pissed off and saying, you know, you're ruining your good name and like he's Bad News Bears. And then I think the last chorus, because I was confused about this. I'm like, if this is about Maddie, does her daddy really love him? I think the last chorus is about Travis. Because she says, you know, the wine moms are still holding out, but fuck it, it's over now. And I think she's saying that relationship's over. So like it's done.
Yeah.
But now, and now I'm dancing in the sun, whatever. And even my daddy just loves him. And no, you can't come to the wedding, right? Like time, isn't it? Give from perspective. I feel like the last part of it is she's not in the relationship with that person, the daddy I love him person. She's in a relationship over here. And it's with Travis.
Yeah.
And also she's talking to her fans. I feel like it was such a brave song because she's calling out her fans and performing it on stage. And also I Can Do It With a Broken Heart is a little bit calling out the fans, I feel like.
Oh, 100%.
You know, and she's performing that on stage. And I just think it's so brave that she's doing it and it's so well received.
Yeah.
Everyone's screaming every lyric and loving it.
Yes.
Anyway, I think that that's what I would choose. There was something on Instagram today that said you can only keep four. And it was the first 16 songs from the album, not the second part.
Yeah.
And I I abandon ship. I'm like, I can't just keep four.
This is unnecessarily stressful.
Are you serious?
Why are we declaring war today?
Right. But that's where I realized down bad isn't my first pick because it wasn't my first arrow.
Interesting.
I know.
I would still take down. If I had down bad from you and I look through people's windows, my life would be complete. What would you trade?
Would you trade? There's a couple that you have that I really like. I love the black dog and I'm going to get you back.
I would trade you, get you back for down bad.
That's tough.
But I'm not giving up black dog. I'm not giving up black dog. So
anyway, okay. Let's do some would you rather.
But we also need to declare a winner. We need to declare a winner.
Didn't we put a poll out?
I think we've just shared the list, but I don't think we've done a poll. We need a poll. And I also think there might be something, an issue with the list. There's a song that's on both of our lists twice. So we need to audit the list. Yes. And I think there's a typo in Prophecy. So I just want to make sure that that's very clear what song that is. So we need to audit those lists and do a poll.
Yeah. You have Prophecy. I want Prophecy.
No, you can't have it.
I would trade Prophecy for Down Bad.
No, this is not working for me. I said if I have Down Bad and I look through people's windows, my list would be perfect for me.
Oh, so then we're both just going to stay sad.
I think so. There's no way.
There's no way around it.
I'm giving you those. Absolutely not. You've lost it.
Well, fine. I'm keeping Down Bad.
I also want to say to everybody that in an upcoming episode, we're going to be doing two sips. So this is a call out for two sips. And I want to hear, we tend to get really heavy questions and those are always welcome. But I want to hear if you're hung up on even something little or annoying or
petty bullshit. Give us your petty bullshit.
I want to hear what's the hot goss. Okay.
Right. We want to weigh in on your petty bullshit.
Email us at youcansipwithus@gmail.com.
We should also put a question box up in stories.
Yes, like weekly to source this stuff.
Yes.
But it's been a while since we've done two sips. We're overdue. Hit us up and we'll answer your questions with super unqualified advice. Okay, let's do it. Let's do a would you rather. You ready?
Ready.
These come from our friend Devin. Thanks, Devin. Would you rather sit next to someone who wants to talk for an entire flight or sit next to someone who takes off their shoes and socks immediately after sitting down? 3-hour flight, no loopholes.
Socks and shoes.
You don't want to talk. You don't want to talk to someone.
I don't want to talk to someone for a 3-hour flight. It depends who they were. But if you're just saying one random schmo, if you gave me a little bit more parameters, I might be interested in talking. But generally, no.
Okay.
Which is probably why it's hard to make friends as an adult. I'm not interested in people.
I feel like you like to talk to people. Mm-mm. I feel like you like to get into people's...
If they're vetted. Like, when do you see me talk to strangers on trains and planes? And like, you don't. You throw me at a dinner party with a bunch of people I don't know, but I know you. These people are vetted by you or anyone, right? Like, if you take me to a house party, these people are vetted. So like, I can talk and engage with people. I can talk with anybody. I don't want to. And if you haven't been vetted, you're a stranger sitting next to me. Especially if you're a man, and we got 50% opportunity that it's a man, and I am highly uninterested in anything a man has to say.
I'm fully with you.
Okay.
If I sit down and someone wants to if they're like chit-chatting in the beginning, hi, where are you headed? Are you headed home? Whatever.
Right. I don't even like that.
Fine. But past that,
yeah.
No, thank you. I put in my headphones, whether I'm listening to something or not, just to send a message if I'm unavailable.
And you put it back in, you know, you pull it out like, oh, I'm very distracted with things. Yeah.
Yeah. This is time to be.
And it doesn't say they have stinky feet.
Right.
It just says shoes and socks come off. No problem. Most people are wearing sandals anyway.
Right.
Well, not most people.
And it's not like they're rubbing their feet on us. We don't.
Right.
Not,
yeah. They didn't say they put their feet in your lap.
Yeah.
I can ignore feet.
We're not tickling feet.
Right.
Or licking toes. We're okay.
What if it was really stinky feet? What would you do? Would you just sit there and not say anything?
I mean, it'd be kind of like sitting next to someone with body odor, whatever, you know?
Yeah, you don't say anything, I guess.
You don't say anything.
You just probably pull your shirt up over your nose. You turn the fans on blast. Right.
You turn theirs on blast too.
Yeah.
And you lean whichever way away.
Do you carry hand sanitizer on you?
I do.
I have a little spray one. I think I would just all over the
tootsies.
Your tootsies seem like maybe they got a little something
excuse
happening.
Excuse me, I gotta reach down there, you know, and then they just feel their.
Yeah. And it's just they're getting a shower.
Spray on their feet.
I thought I'd just give them a little shower.
You took your shoes off, so I thought you were inviting me to give you a foot shower.
Yeah. And it seems like it hasn't been done in a while, so I'll handle that.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Don't talk to me.
Okay. Be mistaken as your husband's mother, or be mistaken for being pregnant.
Probably my husband's mother, because I don't have a complex about looking old. But I've had so much body insecurity my whole life that I feel like that's what I would choose.
Yeah, me too. I've been mistaken for being pregnant, and it's rattled in my head for a long time.
Right. Yeah. It's like, do I really look like that? What are you thinking? Right. And then we're just so trained to really, really care what people think of our bodies, even if we don't consciously, I didn't agree to caring about that. It's just something that happens, you know.
Yeah, there was this thing on Twitter where people were showing this image of Taylor like on stage. They're like, is Taylor pregnant? And it's that kind of stuff where I'm like, come on.
That I've been seeing that, and I've been trying to swipe away as quick as it comes on my feed because I don't want to let the algorithm think I want to see any of this. It makes me so mad, especially because we saw on her Miss Americana documentary that she has had eating disorders basically because of
that
photos
kind of stuff
that she's seen of her and then people commenting on it. I just feel like it is not cool at all.
Yeah.
It's gross behavior. Okay. And remember when Lady Gaga performed at the Super Bowl and she had like a tiny little bit of skin over her pants and she got crucified for it? And then there was someone else, I don't remember, I feel like it was at a Super Bowl that was also, it's just like, but we don't do that to men. Nobody does that to men.
No.
Comments on their body, I feel like.
Yeah.
They're just allowed to just change.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Terrible. Okay. Would you rather be able to fall asleep instantly or be able to wake up instantly? No urge to snooze, no need for coffee.
I'd rather be able to fall asleep instantly because I think I could get some supplements and get my, my blood work and hormones and everything regulated. And if I didn't have caffeine, then I wouldn't have a need. I think you can get to a place where you have natural energy, but the falling is, I'm so envious of people that can just fall asleep.
Oh my gosh. Chris falls asleep so fast. Just out like a light.
How?
Instantly.
I have a friend that she got broken up with, like totally out of the blue, completely surprised, shocked, devastated. And if that happens to me, I'm not sleeping.
Yeah.
She fell asleep in a 10-second, and I thought, how?
Ow.
What in the hell? This is insanity.
How are you
and then
not
she slept through the night. She slept through the night. She didn't wake up. Her body didn't wake her up. She said, I slept great. And then she wakes up when she wakes up in the morning to misery. You know, she's heartbroken again. But I don't understand how that. She finds out this news as we're in bed, going to sleep. If I find out this news, there's not a chance I'm sleeping. I'm staying up all night. I'm ruminating.
This was at your retreat. That's why you're in bed together. Just to clarify for maybe new listeners.
Yes. You put that together. Good job.
Well,
because I did leave out that information. Yes. So she was like totally heartbroken. And then she just fell asleep and had a great night's sleep. And I thought,
unreal.
What the hell? Whose dick did you suck?
There's times where Chris and I will say, what's the favorite part of your day? And he'll ask me first, and I tell him the favorite part of my day. Oh, and then I say, what's the favorite part of your day? He's already asleep.
Asleep.
I'm like, hey.
Wait, you're like, when you ask me, what's your favorite part of the day? Are you thinking that that's a lullaby? My response is a lullaby putting you to sleep? Is this what you're asking
for? My favorite part of the day is a snooze fest to you?
Yeah. Wow. Right. It's like when Ben asks you to read him a book, Chris is asking, tell me a little story, sweetie.
Tell me a story I can fall asleep to.
Yeah.
Let me hear the white noise of your mouth moving.
Anyway, so that was that. What was your favorite part? You son of a biscuit. You son of a bolt. What's that? Orbit, you son of a biscuit-eating bulldog.
And I get super envious because I have a long sleep onset. Like, it takes me a while to fall asleep. I have a troubled little mind,
You do.
And
very busy.
If someone had just broken up with me, I wouldn't sleep for days.
I know.
I would be churning that around
over and over.
And so to imagine to just be able to instantly fall asleep. Oh, wow.
What a gift. What a gift.
Yeah. Ding, 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 ding. Give a gift to yourself. Okay. Ooh. No more troubles in your mind. Let's get things sorted out in our head with BetterHelp. Therapy can help you take stock of your progress in doing that and setting achievable goals for the next 6 months. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It is designed to be convenient and flexible and suited to your schedule. You just go on, right, and fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. I was just talking to a friend last night, and her and I both were talking about how important it is to be able to take time for ourselves, talk to somebody else, right? To get everything out there and help sort it out so that we can be the best versions of ourselves, for our partners, for our families, right? Mm-hmm. And whether you've been in therapy before or therapy's new to you, it is a good time today to start the journey to self-healing and to create a future of being the best you.
Wow. Take a moment. Visit betterhelp.com/sip today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/sip. You really got real philosophical there at the end. Okay. Do we have more would you rathers, or do we want to switch? Because I kind of like the would you rathers.
Okay. Fine.
I always like the would you rathers, you know.
Here you go. Would you rather great.
Thank you.
Be a contestant on The Bachelor or be a contestant on Love is Blind? I'm going Love is Blind, and let me tell you why.
Okay, good.
I'm going Love is Blind.
And this is considering we're not married. This, like, hypothetically, we're single. Yeah.
Going hard in the paint on Love is Blind. And the reason is when I watch The Bachelorette, the idea of... And a lot of this is, like, we just talked about, like, body insecurity. Yeah. I would have so much insecurity being in a room with, like, so many other beautifully stunning women, mm-hmm. and knowing that those women, like, am I, and then being in front of The Bachelor and being like, am I setting myself apart? Yeah. Am I cooler? Am I whatever? Am I this? Am I that? It just feels like so much bravado, and it just gives me, ugh. And then knowing you could be just, like, all kissing the same guy in the same night or more, I just can't. The thing with Love is Blind that I like, even though that you're rolling the dice a little bit on are we going to have physical connection, you also can, for the good part of the show, just be able to relax behind a wall.
Right. Yeah.
And just be yourself. It just feels like a lot less stressful. The Bachelor and Bachelorette environment seems highly stressful. I'm not into it. I would not be into it. Where would you, what would you do? You do get more fun experiences, though, as Bachelor.
That's what I was going to say. I think The Bachelor is bougier, and I like bougie things. I like cool experiences, and it just also seems like it's a higher quality show.
It's fair.
So I, you know, and I'm like a high maintenance kind of gal. So, and it's also really hard because, okay, at what age am I doing this? Because at 40, at this age, I don't, like, I've done so much work that I feel like I'd be okay in a room of women. When people go on this show and they're in their 20s, very different. Way more challenging.
The producers of The Bachelor and Bachelorette have historically done more to manufacture stress for contestants.
Yeah. Well, don't they say, like, they start the rose ceremony at like 2 a.m. and then they keep these people up all night feeding them drinks. And then sometimes people are leaving at the end of the rose ceremony and it's like the birds are chirping. It's like 5 a.m. in the morning. So they're exhausted. They're drinking. They're stressed.
The sun's coming up.
Yeah. Right. The sun is rising. So, but I still think I choose The Bachelor because it just feels like it's like, if I'm going to be on a reality show, let the world know it. You know what I mean?
Let's be on a good one.
Yeah. It's on main cable network. It's not on Netflix. Although arguably Netflix is like.
Okay. I'm wondering who has more ratings right now? Who has higher ratings, and this is not indicative like of quality. Yeah. I'm just genuinely curious. Right.
Where are more eyes?
Bachelor,
I would say, or Love is Blind.
I think so too.
Now, I think Bachelor's a little played out. So I guess that's also true. What would I want to be on now? Bachelor doesn't feel as like big as it used to be in its heyday. So I feel like Love is Blind is the bigger show now. I mean, did you see they're doing another like Golden Bachelor, but it's the Bachelorette and she's in her like 70s?
Oh, really? Love that. Yeah.
Which people love the Golden Bachelor, but the Bachelor, all of them, unless it's Bachelor in Paradise, are so cringeworthy that I can't watch.
Yeah, I remember when that was so fun to watch.
Are you getting to the bottom of it?
So, in summary, while both shows are highly popular, The Bachelor appears to have a higher and immediate and delayed viewership based on recent data. However, the streaming model of Love is Blind does not follow traditional TV metrics. Oh, because one is streaming and one is ratings.
Yeah.
Making direct comparisons challenging. So I don't know.
And also, people can go back and watch it like old seasons, whereas you can't really do that with The Bachelor, I don't think, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like once it's done, it's done.
Yeah. Anyways, okay, moving on. Would you rather realize a meeting you had? Oh, sorry. Okay, one more time. Would you rather realize after a meeting you had something in your teeth
or something
on your face? And this is big, like vague. Like we don't know what that something is.
Right. So if and what kind of meeting is it? Are people looking at you? Are you talking?
I feel like it can only be so big because you don't have a whole wedge of lettuce in your teeth. You would feel that. It would be something you can't feel. Something on your face. I mean, I don't know. I'm trying to think of if I'm having a conversation with someone. I'd rather have something in my teeth because the chances that maybe it's not as noticeable or you're not seeing it. If you have something on your face, the other person's
not talking
seeing
in
that
the
whole time.
She didn't say, but maybe you're not talking. Maybe you're. Right. It's a listening meeting.
Right.
Do you have those?
No.
Not in your position.
No. But you're right. There's a chance that maybe the way you move your mouth, it's more covered.
Yeah.
Or a listening meeting.
Okay.
But if it's on your face, it's there.
It's there. Everyone sees it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So let's like say it was like ketchup in the corner of your mouth or something, you know, or like what else would be, or like when mascara falls, you know, from your eyeballs or something like that. Yeah. You know, I'm trying to think like what would be on my face that I would be. I think I go with the teeth thing too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's the answer.
I think so too. Yeah, okay. But I'd also be pissed at anybody that didn't tell me that I had something in my teeth or on my face.
Yeah.
And let me go the whole meeting and then I have to go discover it in the bathroom after in a mirror.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you can go straight to hell.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Take care of yourself.
This one's going to be a tell.
Okay. Wow.
Would you rather have one best friend and no casual ones?
Oh, shit.
Or 20 casual friends and no best friend.
For sure. If that's what it is, then it's for sure one best friend.
Thank God.
Well, that's pretty easy choice, I feel like, for me.
Yeah,
What's
for me.
What's your answer?
No, one best friend.
Yeah, one best friend. Casual friends? No.
I don't need 20 of them anyway.
No, I don't. Yeah, that's a great point.
I have no desire for 20.
No,
that's
I don't
way
have time
too
for 20.
Much.
Way too much.
Well,
but also, I am either a complete fool at the surface. We've talked about this.
Yeah.
Complete like silly goose at the surface, or I am deep. I am not a casual friend kind of girl. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
I mean, you go high, you go low with me. Those are and casual friends, you're playing a lot in the middle. And
I think I'm a good casual friend.
You are?
I'm a good casual friend. And I don't want to say I prefer it because I don't, but I'm totally fine with it. I would much rather have one best friend or like less than five very close friends and a bunch of casual friends than having a bunch of people where we're like they're disappointed if I'm not keeping in touch with them.
Oh, right. Yeah, the responsibility of it.
Because that gets, I don't like trickiness of like I like easy. I like that easy. And that's like where it's easy when it's best. Like, and it's tight. And I can be a good best friend to a short list.
Right.
And then beyond that, I like having people who are like, they have no expectations of me.
Right. You've called yourself before, like you've been invited to things. What do you call yourself? You're like, I'm a good mixer.
I'm just a mixer.
I'm a mixer.
I like that. Let's just, and let's go no further. We don't need to like text after this and hang out one-on-one, you know.
I don't like that.
But that I like that for a small group. That's the thing. Too many. And then the other thing is I don't like when things get tricky. And the deeper you get with a larger list of people, the more opportunity there is for things to get tricky. Trickiness.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think I'd be, it's also hard. If we lived in the same town, then it would be like so easy. Cause I don't think I would need any other friends. Probably. But it's very hard to have a long distance best friend.
Yeah.
You know,
it's true.
So, and if we didn't have this podcast, which I think we talked about, like where would we be? It would be,
it'd be very
crazy to think about us not being close at the level that we are.
Yeah. But that would be the reality.
And that would probably be the reality.
I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We would have drifted apart probably.
Families and distance. And it just, just would have been a natural.
And something. Also neither one of us want to talk on the phone or do that, you know?
Yeah.
Thank God for this place.
Thank God. Thank God. Okay. Would you rather be naked and afraid with your ex? Since we don't have like a relatively recent We have like no recent exes. How about we pick a different character for this? Be naked and afraid with your...
Someone you hate. What if it's like the person that you really can't stand? Your nemesis. Yeah.
Your enemies. Or have the cage break while swimming with sharks in the ocean.
Cage break while swimming with sharks? I'd rather be naked.
I'm not going to swim with sharks and die. Let's be naked and afraid with our enemies.
Yeah, but Naked and Afraid, have you seen that show?
No. What am I getting
into? They also
into?
Are like out in nature. They drop them off and they have like seven, they have nothing. You can take one tool with you. So it's like a machete or flint or what? No clothes, nothing. And sometimes they go, there's nowhere to sleep. You have to build a shelter. And a lot of times your shelter has to be off the ground because it's like a swamp or you get bitten by all kinds of bugs and like,
That's bad.
Yeah. So I actually feel like I might take my chance. I was going to initially quickly say the Naked and Afraid, but now that I'm thinking about what that actually is, it's not about who's with me.
Right.
Like it's about the actual experience of Naked and Afraid. So I think I got to go sharks and take my chances.
No way.
I think I do.
In the water, sharks with teeth circling around you. Smelling
well, she doesn't specify what sharks,
fear.
And I have swam with sharks before.
So you're rolling the dice that these are nice, friendly sharks that you don't have to worry about.
Yeah. Well, and if the cage breaks, I mean, she didn't say the captain jumped off the ship. Cage breaks, take it out of the water. I mean, just take me out of the water. You know? She didn't say, and then you live the rest of your life there. She said the cage breaks.
All I can see is loopholes.
You did a loophole with the friend one. You said, I like one best friend and a couple good ones.
No, I was that opening up conversation. I wasn't picking that option. I wasn't picking that option.
Well, it sounded like a loophole.
I'm picking one best friend.
I also like to have loopholes when it's not specific. She didn't say how long we were going to be stuck in the cage.
I can't go anywhere with this question other than my imagination. And I can very vividly imagine the fear and terror of being in the ocean with sharks. And because I haven't watched
I want you
Naked
to go watch
Afraid,
one episode of Naked and Afraid and then you can answer this question.
This will be a hangover
I think it'll be whistling a different tune. And also, it is shockingly entertaining. I'm surprised you guys haven't seen it. It seems like it'd be something Chris would like.
All right. Well, then this question is to be continued.
Yeah, because I do think, and I'll be curious.
Ding, 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 ding.
Something else that is to be continued always and forever, every single day, is gut health. Taking care of your insides. So probiotics can't help with most of our gut decisions. But if your gut does need a little support, Ritual has your back. They have made a 3-in-1 supplement with clinically studied prebiotics, probiotics, and a postbiotic to support a balanced gut microbiome. So the postbiotics provide fuel to the cells that make up the gut lining that's going to support a healthy gut barrier. And then it also comes in this delayed released capsule, which is designed for the bacteria's in there to survive the harsh conditions of the upper GI tract. And it's really minty. I put mine in my morning supplement thing. I think I said this last time. I put it in my morning supplement thing and I take like 20 supplements or something in the morning and I can still get that hint of minty freshness.
Oh yeah,
baby. Which I love. But it's also rigorously tested and validated by a third party for allergens, microbes, and heavy metals. They invested in a study modeling the human colon, which showed Synbiotic Plus significantly increased microbial diversity and the growth of beneficial bacteria. They're vegan, non-GMO, project verified, gluten and major allergen free, certified B Corp and made traceable.
There's no more shame in your gut game. Synbiotic Plus and Ritual are here to help celebrate, not hide your insides. Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/sip. Start Ritual or add Synbiotic Plus to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/sip for 25% off. I feel like at the beginning of this episode, you're like, I'm a little even keel today.
I know.
I don't think so anymore.
No, you brought me back to life, which is what happens so frequently.
If there was a wall, you could run through it.
I could run through it.
And you have your little, you have a little lightning bolt. Ash has a sweatshirt on that has lightning bolts on it. So now you're really rocking your
zooming
the brand of that.
Yeah. I'm slamming through the brick wall. Nothing's going to stop me. Nothing's going to get me down.
Wait until you see this, folks.
Watch. I also, everything is Taylor Swift. I love that line in the one about little old me.
Yeah.
When she uses the word folks. Don't worry, folks. We took out all our teeth. I said, good job.
I love that too.
Good pull. That was a good pull, Tay. All right.
Well,
should we land the bird?
I love how we're like, we're going to do all these things. And we did,
I know, and then we did
one
nothing.
Segment.
However, you know what I didn't do? I didn't come prepared with a rant. Right? I forgot. I forgot about it, which I feel like has been happening lately. What's going on? I'm going to have to make things up.
Well, next week we're going to do summer draft and the two sips. Don't forget, guys.
I have a good rant.
What?
Some people might not be able to relate. Okay. But I don't like when my vagina smells. It's true, though. I don't like it. Sometimes, certain times of the month, I just think...
What if we just ended the episode just right now? Like, that's... I don't know.
I just don't like it. And we don't need to get into details. But sometimes... I'm not a fan of her.
Hey, all you need, you know the answer to this. You talked about it earlier in the episode.
What?
It's just a little sanitizer shower. And fans. That's all you need.
And fans?
Get the airplane fans. You just
just blast the fans and douse it. Give it a little sanitizer shower. And we're good to go, baby. Yeah. Well, anyway. What's yours, Cole?
The way you teed that up. I got a good one. Some people might not be able to relate.
Boom. Yeah. Yeah. There you go. I don't even know why that just popped into my head, but
no, it was totally perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And my rant is just child's play now.
Comparatively.
Okay. It's allergy season here. And I made the critical error of assuming that somehow this year I wasn't going to get allergies because I just haven't been taking allergy meds,
right,
which is something you need to do. You don't wait till you get allergies and then take allergy meds because you can't. You got to get ahead of it.
Yeah. It takes 2 weeks to kick in.
It takes a couple weeks to kick in. So you have to take your allergy meds at the first indicator of things pollinating, of spring springing. And I just was flying by the seat of my pants thinking, I'm going to be immune this year for some reason.
Ballsy.
No, not ballsy the case. Of you. And it hit me really hard last week. And it's been a while since I felt allergies that severely, where I had the tickle in my nose kind of constantly, the like slight sort of like red itch vibe in my eye, the sneezing. And you feel, I'm like, do I have a cold?
Right.
Like you feel run down, you feel moody.
Yeah.
Like you just don't want to really interact with people. You're tired, you're mad.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so my
rant, it's so distracting too, because like your mouth itches, your nose, like it's like, yeah.
It's like really kind of consumes you.
It really does.
And you just, you feel like you're on the edge of a sneeze kind of constant. Yeah. And I'm just mad at myself that I have had allergies every single year. I know better than this.
That was a silly, that was a rookie move. That was a silly goose
move.
It was a silly goose move.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. What's your rave?
I mean, I feel like I have the same raves over and over and over again. But right now I just feel like my kids are doing really well.
Yeah.
John and I are doing really well. I feel very happy on a general day-to-day basis. I have friends and things to do, and I feel like at a lot of peace with my job. So I don't know. I'm like, and what was the best thing that happened last week? I mean, it probably was having family this week. Like I love when the kids get together, when the cousins are together.
Yeah.
That was probably, you know, we got everyone out because my cousin that lives here, he had some family that came in town from California. So there was like 20 of us that got together on Saturday night, and then Sunday they all came over for a pool party, and I just love that, like you know, family getting together, which I think was that my rave last week or something I was like looking forward to. I feel like I talked about that.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I don't feel like I have like anything like really groundbreaking to super share. I just feel like I'm at a good
spot.
You
are in a good spot, and it's nice.
And also
to
my rave
minute.
Is still Tortured Poets Department.
Yes.
Every day, that's literally a highlight of my day. I love being able to put that.
I love how much
on.
You love it, because I think at first, yes! for a lot of people, there was a mixed feeling or wondering, am I going to love it? Like, I'm proud of her. I like it, but am I going to love it?
Well, and remember when we did our first recap, I was not sure.
Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
You know?
And now I love it. And to think that I was like, it's not a summer album. And now I'm like screaming all the lyrics. And I'm like, this is perfect. You know, it's like.
It's therapy. I mean, when she said at the concert, like, I call this or female rage. You know, it is that just, it just like hits in a way of, it like releases something.
Yeah. Right. Oh, yeah. I love it.
It's like an exorcism. There's a part in the album where she said, swirled you into all of my poems. And we've talked about this, and I think it's kind of a no-brainer, but it's like when she said she started it 2 years ago, I think that was obviously hinted at being a double album. But I also think she probably had a set of songs that was shorter wrapped, and then this big event with Matty Healy, and she swirled him into the poetry era, right?
Yeah.
And then also doubled the album up.
Yeah.
So anyway, it just...
I think about that all the time. Like how... This stuff is like most of the songs, lots of songs from the back half, I feel like, are maybe from older events, but like most of the songs are things that have happened to her in the last year.
Yeah.
And then to put this level of an album out while being on tour is.
And depressed and heartbroken and the things like, that we know that she was going through
right.
now.
Right.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Yeah.
My rave is also music related. So I was going to share it as a fave, but it plays well as a rave. So did you see, you might not have, that, and I say that you might not have, not you, but just people might not have, because I don't think there was a big like announcement or anything about this, but Apple did this project where they released their, I don't know if this is like just, this wasn't just their editors. It sounds like they consulted a wide group of like other artists, and they had a lot of contributors to this, and they released a 100 top albums like of all time list.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah, so it's big, and it's no one's ever going to get that right, because there's no, it's art,
too subjective.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, there's some artists that have multiple albums on this list. Taylor has one. They put the 1989 Taylor's version as one of the best albums of all time. Lemonade is on the list, higher ranked than Adele,
which
pretty infamously beat out Lemonade for that.
Yeah.
Tough list though, too. two of the best albums of all time going head to head. That's just so there was some maybe redemption there. The number one album on the list is Lauryn Hill. So The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill. Yeah. And it's wide ranging. There's various genres and decades and everything's like, you know, you do the best you can and it's an enormous project. So yeah, there's a Spotify. I didn't find it funny enough on Apple, but I found it on Spotify, a playlist of all of the songs from all 100 albums. And if you Google Apple Music 100 Best Albums, you can see the 100. So my goal of the summer is to dedicate working my way through all 100 and really listening to every single song. And so what I've been doing is in the mornings or whenever I have time to listen, I'm just working my way through. And so the other day, last night, I was listening to Amy Winehouse, which is on there, Back to Black. And I've never listened to that whole, there's obviously tons of hits from that album, but I've never listened to it start to finish. Wow. So listen to that start to finish. I listened to Fleetwood Mac the other day, the Rumors album. And even if it's like a genre that I'm not super into, like I really don't love like heavy alternative, that kind of vibe. I just like don't go there, but I'm going to listen to all of them the entire way through.
Oh my gosh.
And it's just a fun little thing to do. So yeah, that's my rave.
And you love music, so this is like a great little homework assignment for you. I'm looking through it now.
This is kind of fun.
Is Solange, is that Beyonce's sister?
Yes.
Is she a singer?
Yes.
I didn't know that. Yeah. So she's here on the list.
A very recognized singer.
Oh, clearly.
Yes. She's been on this list, but up for Grammy nominations. I think she's won Grammy nominations of her own. Very talented.
Mm-hmm. Is Sublime's on here? That, you know, that Sublime album we always listened to in high school. I assume you listened to it in high school.
And there's, I'm sure, I mean, if you were to look at this list, I don't have it. I don't know. I've just like scrolled through it and then I printed it out and I'm going to start crossing them off.
Yeah.
But I was thinking,
oh God, you got to listen to a whole Metallica album.
I know. I was thinking, and I don't remember, but offhand, I don't know if I don't know if Whitney Houston or Celine Dion or like Beyonce's on there.
Yeah.
Obviously I mentioned Lemonade, Jay-Z's on there, but the Divas, I can't recall if they're on there.
Yeah, I'm on 56 now. I haven't seen them yet. Oh, Rihanna's on here. Are you going to really, like, if you don't like half an album, are you really going to finish it?
Yes.
Wow.
Look at you. Out of principle.
Okay. All right. All right.
I'm going to keep an open mind. Anyway, we love you all.
Oh my God.
You
so much.
Can sip with us always.
Always.
And we will
see you next Tuesday.
Bye.
Want more? You can sit with us. How about another round of your favorite podcast?
Sign me up. Join us for another round over on Patreon. That's where we give you the down and dirty. We get raw and real. We raw dog it over there.
Oh, yeah. Every Friday, at least, we drop Friday episodes over on Patreon and additional content. It's all ad free. You can sign up. Go to Patreon. Patreon.com/ You Can Sip With Us, or download the Patreon app and search You Can Sip With Us. Become a patron. $5, guys.
It's $5 a month. I mean, just give up your latte one day. One day out of 30 days, boom, paid for.
Yeah. Yeah. Totes, kabotes. Do it. We'll see you over there.
KCO.
Every Friday,
love
guys.
Love you.
Bye.
You're our crew. Bye.
This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1-3 and 7-day passes. Watch the Chase for the Cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.